The Spy Who Came In From the Cold by John le Carré. Chapter 1. Checkpoint. The American handed Lemus another cup of coffee and said, "Why don't you go back and sleep? We can ring you if he shows up." Lemus said nothing, just stared through the window of the checkpoint along the empty street. "You can't wait forever, sir. Maybe he'll come some other time. We can have the polizzi contact the agency. You can be back here in 20 minutes." "No," said Lemus. "It's nearly dark now." "But you can't wait forever. He's 9 hours over schedule. If you want to go, go. You've been very good," Lemus added. "I'll tell Kramer you've been damn good. But how long will you wait? Until he comes." Lemus walked to the observation window and stood between the two motionless policemen. Their binoculars were trained on the eastern checkpoint. "He's waiting for the dark," Lemus muttered. "I know he is. This morning you said he'd come across with the workmen." Lemus turned on him. "Agents aren't aeroplanes. They don't have schedules. He's blown. He's on the run. He's frightened. Months after him now, at this moment. He only got one chance. Let him choose his time." The younger man hesitated, wanting to go and not finding the moment. A bell rang inside the hut. They waited, suddenly alert. A policeman said in German, "Black Opel Reckford, federal registration." "He can't see that far in the dusk. He's guessing," the American whispered. And then he added, "How did Munt know?" "Shut up," said Lemus from the window. One of the policemen left the hut and walked to the sandbag emplacement 2 feet short of the white demarcation, which lay across the road like the baseline of a tennis court. The other waited until his companion was crouched behind the telescope in the emplacement, then put down his binoculars, took his black helmet from the peg by the door, and carefully adjusted it on his head. Somewhere, high above the checkpoint, the arc lights sprang to life, casting theatrical beams onto the road in front of them. The policeman began his commentary. Lemus knew it by heart. "Car halts at the first control. Only one occupant, a woman. Escorted to the Vauxpalhut for document check." They waited in silence. "What's he saying?" said the American. Lemus didn't reply. Picking up a spare pair of binoculars, he gazed fixedly towards the East German controls. "Document check completed. Admitted to the second control." "Mr. Lemus, is this your man?" the American persisted. "I ought to ring the agency. Wait." "Where's the car now? What's it doing?" "Currency check. Customs," Lemus snapped. Lemus watched the car. There were two Vopos at the driver's door, one doing the talking, the other standing off, waiting. A third was sauntering around the car. He stopped at the boot, then walked back to the driver. He wanted the key. He opened the boot, looked inside, closed it, returned the key and walked 30 yards up the road to where, midway between two opposing checkpoints, a solitary East German sentry was standing, a squat silhouette in boots and baggy trousers. The two stood together talking, self-conscious in the glare of the arc light.